The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
You know, this is a great rabbi, Alav Shalom Rav Meir Chadash, from Chevron Yeshiva in Geula. And his students notice that his wife's candlesticks, they're very nice, but they're very unique because one is standing correct while the other one is bent out of shape. One is nice, one is beautiful, one is great, and the other one is all deformed. So they thought maybe the great Mashgiach, that's his candlesticks. Maybe he couldn't afford other candlesticks. So one Purim, when they were by the rabbi's house, and one of the students were unfortunately a little intoxicated, he said to his friends, "Hey guys, let's pool together some money and buy the great rabbi new candlesticks for his wife to light on Erev Shabbat, on Erev Yom Tov." The Mashgiach heard those words, and he says, "Let me tell you why she lights precisely those candlesticks." You see, during the war of 1948, the rabbi living in Yerushalayim, there were pagazim, and the enemies were throwing bombs, and they had to run into the most inner room in their house for refuge. And finally, there was a moment where it was a little quiet. They thought the enemy stopped throwing bombs, and the rabbi's daughter, Rav Meir Chadash, she was saying he was in this war, and his daughter, his own daughter, after she heard the bomb stop, she ran from the innermost bedroom to the kitchen to get something to eat. As she stepped into the kitchen, boom! A bomb hit the wall, shattered debris, forget about it. The plate that was right next to her, destroyed. The girl, untouched. And one of the candlesticks actually got bent from that bomb. But his daughter was saved. Every Erev Shabbat, the Rebbetzin lights those candlesticks to remember the miracle that happened, that her daughter was saved. She doesn't want new candlesticks. They can get new candlesticks. They're not worried about getting new candlesticks. She wants to light the one that's bent out of shape. She wants to precisely light that one. She wants to light the one that's going to remind her. That candlestick is going to remind her how she wants precisely that candlestick, because that's going to remind her of the miracle that happened, Morav Rabotai. He keeps that candlestick as a tizkoret. He doesn't want to light another candlestick. He wants precisely that one as a reminder, because we have to make reminders for ourselves. Imagine a guy was in an accident, Rahmana Litzan, a car accident. His car totaled. He walked out without a scratch. He goes to the mechanic. Mechanic says, "Nothing to fix. Done. The car is gone. You're a walking miracle." He says, "I know. I just came to ask for a favor. Could you please save me the mirror on the right side of the car?" Says, "The mirror? What do you want the mirror for?" "Because I want to keep it. So whenever I see it, I'll remember the miracle that God did for me." People like collecting things, memorabilia. They go to a baseball game, fan appreciation day. They get a towel from that game. They go to some resort, some vacation, and they get, "Oh, I got this, I got that, to remind my..." Nonsense. Our tiskoret, our memorabilia, our reminders should be of the chasadim that Hashem does for us. The infinite chasadim. Someone that couldn't find a job. And finally, Baruch Hashem, Et Hashem, Ishtabah Hashem, Ola'ad, he was able to get a job. He makes a copy of the first paycheck, and he frames it, and he keeps it on the desktop. He says, "Borei Olam, this is a reminder that you were there for me. Even when I thought I'm never going to get a job, and there's a recession, and the economy, and look, there's the paycheck." And he walks into his home, wow, unbelievable. And he has that reminder every single day. Or how about the bracelet that they give him when he becomes a daddy for the first time? "Daddy, Mazel Tov." And they give him the bracelet, and he puts it around his hand, his wrist. Instead of, after the wife is discharged from the hospital, cutting it and throwing it out, he says, no. "This I'm saving. This is going to be a reminder." And he takes that bracelet, and he saves it, and he sees it on his desktop. He sees it in his drawer. He sees it in his house. Every time he sees it, when he was probably going through his time in life, shidduchim, and getting married, and is he going to ever be a father? Is he going to be zochet to have a bayit? And now here he's holding his baby, takes the bracelet, "Borei Olam, thank you." He doesn't take it and throw it away. He keeps it as a reminder. You don't have to keep the bracelet. But the idea is that whatever person feels that he could save, to keep that inspiration that he got from any miracle or any event that happened to him, that Hashem granted him beracha and tremendous beracha, which is what he's always giving B'nai Yisrael. A person saves it and he ties it, so to speak, to himself. And he says, that's my memorabilia. That's what I'm saving. This is going to remind me how much Hashem is there for me. That in case time goes on and he might forget, he looks and he says, no. Don't forget what Hashem did for you. And don't forget what Hashem is doing for you.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. Stories2inspire.org.